Yoshua, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Look at you guys. We've been doing boundaries and borders for what feels like forever, but you're still holding on tight. The bucking bronco is not going to kick you off. At least 8 seconds you made it, or 8 days, or 8 weeks, as we work our way through the chelek of Klal Yisrael. We are in the final 7 shvatim to get their nachalos. And now, Libnei Naftali Yotza Hagorol Hashishi. To the Bnei Naftali fell out the 6th Goral out of the last 7. Livnei Naftali Lemishpachosam, to the children of Naftali according to their families. Sheva Naftali has an interesting and slightly complex chelek, because they got a lot of cities on the shore of the Kinneret, the Yam Kinneret, but the Yam Kinneret itself belonged to Zevulun. So the water site did not, the body of water did not belong to Naftali, but the some of the cities along its eastern coast did belong to Naftali, in fact. And the eastern border, as we're going to see, stretches along, you can see on the map, the Yarden River in the northern part above the Yam Kinneret, and met the eastern border of Asher at some point. So if you look on the little inset map, you see that Naftali is the light gray on the right-hand side, while Asher is over there on the left-hand side. So here comes Bnei Naftali. They can't be stopped, and they're faster than us, so we'll try to keep up with them. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayihi Gevulam Mechelef Me'elon Betza'ananim. Their border was from Chelef, from Elon Betza'ananim. That's one place. So what we are talking about is, according to the Metzudas David, we're talking about the southerly border is where Elef was. The Gra says Elef was on the northern border. So there's, again, some confusion as to where these cities are located. Elon Betza'ananim apparently was in the northern part of Shevet Naftali. You'll see that on this map it's not even listed, because there's so many conflicting possibilities of where it was. And the cities are listed according to the Tvuas Haaretz, who does a lot of this mapping stuff. They're not even listed in order from east to west or anything. So by just dumping them all on us as an information dump, it becomes very difficult to tell exactly how the boundary goes. But we have an approximation here. So we have from Chelef, from Elon Betza'ananim, and then Va'adami, Hanekev, all these are city names, V'Yavne'el, Ad Lakum, until Lakum, Vayihi Sososav HaYarden, and its enlargement proceeded to the Yarden. So the enlargement was proceeding to the Yarden River in the northern part of the Jordan River, as we've been saying. Lamed Dalet, Vishav HaGavul Yama, and the border turns westward, Asnos Tavar, to Asnos Tavar. The Radak suggests that this is the same as the city of Kislos Tavar, mentioned in Zevulun's territory a few psukim ago. Other people, everybody agrees, it's somewhere near Har Tavar, that famous place where Devorah and Barak saved Klal Yisrael. B'yotza misham chukoka, and broadened from there to chukok. So exactly where these are on our map, they're listed kind of, there's Kinneres, chukok is listed. Maybe that's different from chukok, we'll see shortly. Upaga bezevulun minegev, and it reached Zevulun in the south. Uva asher paga miyam, and asher in the west. Uvi Yehuda hayarden mizrach hashamesh, and Yehuda at the Jordan in the east. So Naftali's territory is bordering everybody, which makes almost no sense, because Yehuda's territory is located all the way in the south, and Naftali's territory is much of the way up north. So how is it possible at all for Yehuda's territory to touch Naftali's territory anywhere? So the Gra and the Metzudos have a field day with this one. They say that the entire Yarden River was inherited by Naftali. So Naftali's Yarden ended up making contact with all the Shvatim who had any contact with the Yarden at all. They mention Yehuda because Yehuda was all the way south, so it was as far down the Yarden as you can get to reach Yehuda, by saying that Naftali's inheritance started with the northern Yarden and didn't end till it touched all the way the southern Yarden by Yehuda. That implies that the whole thing belonged to Naftali. The Malbim says, however, that Naftali inherited a strip of land all along the western side of the Yarden River. This is only the Malbim's view, but he says Ephraim, Binyamin, and Issachar, in order, who should have had everything till the Yarden, lost a little narrow strip that went to Naftali, which you would imagine the toll possibilities were tremendous. You want to get to the Yarden River, you got to go through Naftali to get there. So there are all these different interpretations of what this means, that they touched Yehuda, because otherwise, just by eyeballing where the Shvatim are, it doesn't sound very likely at all. Pasuk, Lamed, Hey, Va'orei Mivtzar, and the fortress cities that they inherited, Naphtali, were Hatzidim, Kama, Tser, Kama, the Chamas, Rakas, the Chinares, Kinares. All of these cities belonged to Shevet Naphtali, and they were all fortified. We are talking about cities here. Some people say that Tveria was the same as Rakas. Kinneres was the city north of Tiberias of Tveria. All of this belonged. So they had tremendous water possibilities, did Naphtali. The Yarden River, the Yam Kinneres, all of this belonging to them. Lamed Zayin, the Kedesh. Kedesh is very famous. The Edrei, the Ein Chatzor, all of these are Naphtali cities. And Lamed Ches, the Yiron, Umigdal El, Chorem, Uvesanos, Uveshamesh. Now, based on the Nekudos, it looks like it's Yiron and Migdal El and Chorem. But some say Migdal El Chorem is the name of one place. And the Balkore in me has some trouble with this, because if there's a stop between Migdal El and Chorem, to say that it's one city is a little bit difficult for me. But nevertheless, apparently that's how it's interpreted. And Ubeis Hanas and Beit Shemesh, which we said there's more than one Beit Shemesh. All of these cities are in Tisha Esrei V'Chatzreihen, make 19 cities and all of their villages. However, once again, the Malbim is doing math, and if you count by name, 24 cities were mentioned, not 19. So the Matsudo says that the 16 walled cities and only 3 of the border cities belong to Naphtali, and any remaining border cities, the other 5, belong to other Shvatim. The Malbim says 15 walled cities and splits up some of the names and says that some of them are multiple different places. Zos nachalas matei b'nei Naphtali l'mishpachos sam. Pasuk lamed tes. This is the nachalah. This is the inheritance of Shevet, the children of Naphtali, according to their families. Ha'orim v'chatzreihen, the cities and their villages. And that leaves us with just one for next time.